Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Northern California. How
good
are
morning.
We today?
I'm well.
We identify as smoke-filled air. My name is Nigel. This is the California Adventure District radio show, and my co-pilot, James Mazzotta from Enjoy.
Hello.
And a bunch of other things.
How is everybody doing this morning, hopefully?
We're doing great. It is I noticed the air quality went down considerably over the last couple of days.
And when I woke, this morning coming in early to the studio, it was warmer.
Yeah.
Than it has been all week, so I'm assuming we're probably going to get a little bit warmer weather.
Well, we're going to be in the 90s next week.
Well, next week, looks great. I think we have a few days of 100. I haven't looked at the weather really, but anyway, we'll take that blessing any day. I mean, just even, isn't it amazing when you go outside now in the 90s and you think, oh, it's so nice and cool.
I know, right? It's because you've gotten used to the heat.
I know.
But the fire, unfortunately, the fires are still going.
That's too much.
The Dixie Fire is now at 752,000 acres and is 47% contained.
Wow.
That's almost half.
Jeez.
And then the Monument Fire is 160,000 acres and 22% contained. And if you are listening from the Weaverville area, Trinity County, and you have some updates for us, you can join us at kcnr1460.com and drop some of your comments in the chat.
Yep,
we kcnr1460.com.
We have the computer up. The chat room is live.
And we'd love to hear from you in Trinity. See how you're doing.
Hey, I wanted to say thank you so much. I know that typically they've installed a new camera with a live feed on YouTube, but that's down currently. And you and I were fully...
twins?
Well, besides twins, we fully have our outfits on for this morning.
Well,
and we didn't even get to share live on YouTube. Thank you.
Well, at least now we can exhale.
Yeah.
But this is just a prototype. I think the prototype
new California new Adventure District shirts.
T-shirts. Yeah. So this is a prototype.
Prototype. Awesome.
A little bright, but I think the ones that are in production are going to be great.
So it's got big word across the front that says believe. And in the middle,
the
eye is a giant Bigfoot with a silhouette of Bigfoot in the foot.
Yep.
So it's super cool, as he is our reigning mascot for the California Adventure District.
I don't think that's going to change.
No. So thank you for my shirt today.
You're welcome.
I immediately put it on, and I was super excited that we'd be able to show it on YouTube. But that's in the works again.
Right. And as soon as we have them, we'll have some available at the Enjoy
store.
Uh-huh. So it's going to happen soon.
Speaking of the Enjoy store.
Yes.
So you
have some news?
Well, there is news. It's not 100% at this point, and probably shouldn't even say anything. But as many people know, we've been looking to relocate for at least the last couple years. We have had a vision for the store since the beginning, and it's just difficult to do what we've wanted to do ultimately with the footprint of the store in our current location. The location's beautiful, but it just doesn't have the size. And so we are busy right now behind the scenes trying to button up a new location, which we're super happy about. And it is still downtown. So we still want to remain part of the downtown cultural district and all the vibrancy that's been taking off here.
Maintain the vibe.
Yeah, that's going to continue to support what we're doing here today, and that is to create Redding as a beautiful hub for California Adventure District as a hub to jump off of with our many North State neighbors.
So this show is about Redding.
Yeah.
because we live in Redding, we just kind of take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't talk about it that much. But, and that actually leads right into the fact that because we are in California, we take California for granted, and as a region, we don't take advantage of the fact that we're in California.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Which is part of the marketing issue. And by the way, the 2020 tourism numbers came out.
Mm. And, Did we climb a little?
We can go into detail with that to some other show because there's a lot to it. But basically, the overall California travel-related spending went down 55%, I believe, across the board. So
wow.
The whole thing just tanked. And
well, we know why.
Yeah, obviously COVID.
Yeah.
Right. So, but the whole thing tanked, and it's amazing when you see how many dollars are associated with that. Right, and so, and our region went down equally. Our whole region went down. Yeah. All of our counties.
Is that roughly just about like 50 billion?
I think it's like 400 million, something like that. We'll get into the actual numbers next week. But one thing that did happen though is our combined percentage went up a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. But our overall numbers just tanked anyway. So mm-hmm. it still the decline has a significant impact on our region, and so now is the time to kind of group together, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And think long term and come up with a strategy. But Redding itself, obviously, and Arcata, Humboldt County specifically, Redding is definitely growing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We've had a lot of people move in here, and the real estate market's very tight. So I think in the long run, in the long term, Redding is definitely it's a hub, right? And I think it'll grow to be a hub.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, I think we can segue into this, right? This is a good thing. So we've been having some conversations. So one of the things that I've always wondered about since I've been here is why there's no flight from Redding to Sacramento.
Amen.
Right?
That's a question I ask myself every time I have to drive to Sacramento, which, by the way, I don't have to do nearly as much now because of all the new flights, right? I mean, I've been going down to L.A. through the new flights and stuff, so that's been brilliant.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, right, everybody tries to catch connections out of Sacramento. How glorious would it be to be able to take a 25-minute flight just up and
right?
down.
So it's 2.5 hours to drive from here to Sacramento and then 2.5 hours back. So that's 5 hours total, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was just kind of wondered why there was no flight and why the airlines don't do it. And obviously Southwest would be the natural choice, but their stance is, well, we already have the Redding market because people from here will drive down to Sacramento to take Southwest anyway.
Isn't that just a perfect corporate position?
Exactly right. So, but we've been having a couple of conversations, and I think we're actually a step closer to having a Redding to Sacramento flight. Actually, we're going to pursue it. So the question is, if you are listening to this and you travel quite a bit, drop us a line in the chat, kcnr1460.com. If there was a regular flight from Redding to Sacramento, would you take it? And from Sacramento back to Redding, of course. And that would tie in with flying to Arcata also. So it would be this trifecta of Northern California locations, Redding to Sacramento to Redding to Arcata to Sacramento. What would that look like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously to me the number one thing is cost.
Right.
Right? Because people are very sensitive to that. But when you take into consideration now gas prices that are, you know, in the $4 range, my wife's car takes premium, and we're in some cases getting even somewhat close to $5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Driving down and back, you know, it's almost starting to get to the point where, you know, the cost of fuel and parking is going to probably cover the ticket. My guess
there's a cost factor, obviously. But in this particular case, that drive mm-hmm. between here and Sacramento, especially on the way back, like if you have gone on a long flight or mm-hmm. and then you go to drive back.
When you land and you get your suitcase and then you roll it out to the parking lot and then you really put your hand on the steering wheel and go, oh, Lord,
right.
I'm so tired. I just want to be home.
So we are actually starting to have some conversations that are pretty serious. And in such a way that you'd actually be able to bypass TSA.
Oh, yeah.
And your boarding time would be 20 minutes as opposed to an hour and a half.
So, and I like the fact that it could be Cat Airlines.
I know, right? We'll take that back. Okay, so this first segment went by pretty quick. So is Mr. Redding Buzz on the line?
I don't know if he's called in yet, but I'm sure he'll be there. Our first guest is called from Redding Buzz.
Yep.
And he's supposed to call in. Because
Redding is buzzing.
Yeah, right. Unfortunately, he was supposed to be a guest in studio today, and he woke up a little bit under the weather. Hmm. So he has a really bad headache. And
well, hopefully he calls in, yeah, and if he doesn't, he can be next week.
Yeah, and
so thank you.
He says he's not feeling well, so he says he's going to call in.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, actually, you know what? I think...
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaRedding.com today.
Good morning, and we're back.
We're
California
back.
Adventure District Radio Show. That's such a good groove, right?
Yeah. It is. And we're starting to finally get people in the chat room.
Really?
Yep. So, again, before we took a break, the question was, what are your thoughts on having a flight from Redding to Sacramento?
I know, right?
Whatever that looks like. And is that something that you would be interested in? To avoid that,
I think
drive.
Considering how Redding is buzzing,
yeah,
now would be the time to pursue that. So, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, we have your friend Jason on the line.
Jason, yeah,
Mr. Jason, are you there?
Are you there, Jason?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Oh, Jason, I'm so sorry you're under the weather, and I appreciate it that you're still coming on. I know that I behind the scenes in Messenger was bullying you all morning, and my apologies.
Well, no, it's all good. I love it.
Yeah. So. You are with California Adventure District, myself, James Mazzotto with Enjoy, and Nigel Skeet, and you are another person that is busy in the North State, continuing to promote all the glorious things that are taking place. And so this episode of the California Adventure District Radio Show, we have some people on today because we want to talk about, you know, all the great things that are happening within the North State, but also, most importantly, the people that are continuing to be champions and cheerleaders to keep the momentum moving forward. So I appreciate you calling in. So real quick, why don't you, if you wouldn't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do through Redding Buzz, and just tell the listeners, you know, what you're all about.
Well, thanks a lot for letting me be on the air here. I appreciate it. Just a short synopsis where I come from. I've been here in Redding since 1975.
Ooh, wow.
So since 75, I've seen it Redding grow from, I think the population back then was, I think around 22,000, something like that. But and then and there's a lot of history there, but as I progressed forward, I began to want to get more involved with the North State. So what happened is I began to build certain digital assets, and I began to find out that my passion was actually being immersed in writing and it's what it has to offer. I mean, there's just so much to offer here. If people just would just really spend time in looking what writing the North State here has to offer, they would just be just really delighted, and especially if they spend time here
in
the North State. With all
question for you, interesting, because I'm trying to think of time frame and when I moved here or my family moved here. So when you moved here in 1975, where did you move from?
You know, it was actually from Exeter, California.
I know Exeter well.
Yeah,
I graduated from Golden West High School in Visalia.
Oh, yeah, that's right next door.
Yeah. So how old were you when you moved here?
I was 15. I moved here at the age of 15. And
that was during that period of time, there were a lot of complaints, because I remember I was part of it. As a young person, what was the thing we always said and heard? There's nothing to do here. I can't wait to get out.
You know, we stayed at a place called, it's not there any longer, but it's it used to be called the Cascade Motel, where there's a car lot there now. On the corner right across the street was the old police station. Where we stayed at.
Yeah.
So you've obviously seen Reading change a lot, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the fabric of it. Yeah, the social fabric, everything. And then what makes me so excited, there's just such more a culture developing as time goes on here, and it's just really exciting to see that. And so then just to mention really fast, what I did is I began to immerse myself into Reading and then talk to local business owners and begin to do these little shout-outs, which started some years ago. It just started developing into something that I just wanted to keep on doing, and now it's really taking off now.
So do you see yourself having a lot of support in general, or do you just like us? Sometimes you have people complaining, saying don't highlight Reading so much.
I wouldn't say that, but I do have people some people that it's kind of like when I do a shout out or if I do a post on Reading Buzz. I try to stay off of the two big subjects, and that is religion and politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to stay away from that. And my posts try to remain neutral as much as possible. And sometimes it's kind of when I'm doing polls, because I'll do a poll, or I have the individuals helping me do the polls for me because I'm pounding the street. And what happens is that that poll leans too much in a direction of negativity. And that happened to me just recently, just days ago. I had to pull the post because it was just too negative. And it's just like, that's not my mantra. My message is that, about lifting everybody up, the whole community, and even all generations. So I had to go back and pull the post. It was a learning lesson, what can I say?
So you you do a lot of restaurant reviews, correct?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do a lot of food, drink, a lot of entertainment, and those type of things. I'm getting to lifting or promoting different other types of local businesses. But, yeah, that's obviously the big bang where everything's at is, you know, everybody wants to eat or drink or have a good time or just, you know, relax. And so that's where I'm such a big foodie. I mean,
yep.
I'm a foodie plus, you know.
Foodie plus?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, so
that we have to make a shirt for you that says that foodie plus.
So you know, you're just amongst friends here, and no one's really listening. So, what are some of your favorite restaurants here in town that you've been to?
You know, I get asked that quite a bit, and
we'll just keep it amongst ourselves.
I'm looking amongst us.
Yeah, just amongst
us and our 100,000 listeners.
100,000 listeners plus.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, it all depends what type of food you're going after.
True.
So obviously, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's kind of a loaded question. It's like, well, what type of food? Well, if I'm going for American Mexican food, that's one thing. If I go for the real traditional Mexican food, that's another that's another one, you know.
It's true.
And then there's these, in these types of restaurants or these eateries, within each one of those, they have a specialty they specialize in.
Mm-hmm.
And even your breweries. I mean, the breweries and the wineries both. I mean, they each have their, you know, their flagship product that is the best one.
Yeah. So maybe what, instead of the question, is what do you have some signature dishes that you go to different places to visit just because you're really into that dish? Like, for instance,
yeah,
like for
that's,
me,
that's a good...
I just this morning posted my love for the Haley Awesome sandwich out at Heritage Roasting Company. So,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So Heritage Roasting does a breakfast bagel sandwich that's called Haley Awesome that literally makes my toes curl.
Is it that good? Because I just might have to go do a shout-out, James.
Yeah. Well, I would definitely do that. But anytime my kids, a lot of my younger kids will drive out there to hang out and have coffee, and they'll, you know, because they like it as well, I will track them early in the morning, and like when I see them leave the house, I know they're going out with friends to go get coffee or breakfast. But I'll use the app, the tracking app, and I'll see one of my kids is at the Heritage Roaster, and I'm like, you better not come home without a Haley Awesome for me.
Don't dare do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's put this way. It's a family in town.
Okay.
They have 4 more hours to spend in Reading, and they need a place to go eat. Family, right? Family.
Okay.
And they ask you, say, okay, Jason, where should we go to eat?
I would tell you that for the experience. I like how you keep reloading this question into every aspect.
Right. Okay, I'm going to get you one way.
I'm just going to come clean here, okay?
Uh-huh.
I think that I would say, I would ask them, are you interested for traditional? If they said traditional, I really love Lucky Miller's hamburger. Lucky Miller's, oh man, their hamburgers are so off the chart.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm going to have to do that now.
Lucky Miller's hamburgers has it. Now, if they're going with the Asian, if they're hungry for Asian, I would definitely say if they wanted, and I considered the bang for the buck too.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
The price point, you know what I'm saying? That those are the things that you kind of consider.
Absolutely.
So what I do is I would tell them, well, have you tried pho?
Ooh, yeah.
And it's I don't know if y'all have tried that, but
yep.
Pho soup from the Rose Garden is a bada bing, bada boom.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you, it's in there.
Rose Garden, we go there. My son works down at Dutch Bros just down the street. We stop by there to get the pumpkin soup.
Ooh.
If you have never had their pumpkin soup, it's mind-blowing.
Never have.
No, it's mind-blowing.
I've never had that.
It's amazing.
I just like, you know, it's one of those things where, and then there's just so many. I mean, I'm leaving so many out, you know, and it all depends on the day of the deal or the deal that's going on, or like Taco Tuesdays, how can you go wrong? You know, everybody thinks that I live down at Cicada Cantina. I don't, you know, I just...
You have a room in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a room in the back.
You know,
yeah,
so
I love their service too.
The whole thing about food, right? We just take it for granted, but the food industry is actually the biggest income generator, even within tourism, right? It's easy to measure heads and beds, and the hotels are great, and it's an easy way to measure. But if you have a party of two or a party of four, and they stay in one hotel room, that's one hotel room. But they got to eat, right?
Yes.
A couple times a day. So that's if it's a family of four, that's 8 meals a day, grand total, right? And that all adds up. And so food is actually a big thing. And one of the things I've been in Reading here, 12 years now? And so I've obviously eaten all over the place, as you can tell.
Are you a foodie?
Foodie, I'd give him a foodie minus. Not, you're not quite a plus.
I'm trying to become a foodie minus. But one of the things I've noticed over the years is number one is how good the food is, right, around town. There's actually some really good spots to eat, and actually how good the service is. Almost everybody I've met in these restaurants are nice people, good people.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be joined here in a minute with by Amber from Ninja Coalition, which is another Reading staple, kind of hidden. Jason, can you hold over for the next segment too?
Yeah.
I was going to say, Jason, you were talking earlier about politics. I'm proud to tell you, we got you to crack on your restaurants. You came clean and honest. You would not make a good politician.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No bribes for Jason.
I know. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will we'll wrap up with Jason and get to our next guest this morning. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Good morning, Northern California. We're back. California Adventure District Radio Show.
Yes,
my name
sir.
Is Nigel and
yes.
James.
Hello, hello.
And we have Amber in the studio. Say hello, Amber.
Hello. Hello.
She's real. She's
real. And Jason, yes. You still with us?
Yes, I sure
That's
am.
Great. So Jason's great. He's where the Reading buzz. We've yep. already determined that he could never be a politician. So just stick to what you're doing, James. That'd be great.
Unless you're just a wolf in sheep's clothing and you're messing with us, right?
So this show is about Reading. Obviously, this is a slice of Reading because I don't think we can get a full picture of Reading in one show. I mean,
CAD is made up of
12 counties.
12 counties.
12 counties.
Reading
and
being one of them.
Reading is Chester County, obviously, yep. center, and Reading is the biggest city out of CAD.
Yep.
California Adventure District, and so it makes sense that. To highlight Reading, but we do take it for granted.
Yeah.
So, but Reading is growing, as you can tell, right, Jason?
Oh, absolutely.
Big time. Yeah, we have a lot of people moving in here. And one of the questions we get a lot, that I've gotten a lot over the last couple of years, is what is there to do for kids, right? Because a lot of people moved up here because of the ability to have family time, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I remember living in L.A., and it takes you 45 minutes to get to the freeway. Right?
Yeah, I know.
Right? And yeah. so it takes you...
And then another 45 to an hour to get where you're going on right. that freeway.
And I remember, for the first couple of years being here in Reading, I'd say, hey, you want to meet up here or there? And people say, wow, that's on the other side of town. And I'm like, well, that's like 12 minutes.
I know.
From one side to the other, right?
Yeah.
So that's 12 minutes. That doesn't count as a commute, even. So, a lot of people move up here because of the family environment, and they can get spend time with their kids. And there's lots of stuff to do here for kids. So Jason, what would you? I don't know if you've delved into that, but have you been buzzing around places and companies that specialize in catering to kids?
You know, that's a good question. I'm starting to lean more in that direction to cover more family. events like that for the families and the kids. I know that obviously this summer, you know, Waterworks Park put emphasis on that, things to do with the kids there. And then also there's the air jump place out off of Airport Road. And then also I tell people when I do get messages from parents, they want to find something for their kids specifically, and I tell them, well, you know, Redding Recreation has a lot of links hooked to it that they could see what's happening, plus the Shasta Library. So people underestimate the power of the Shasta Library and what it offers for the community, but that is a full, just like many things to do there, and they keep up with it too. So those are some of the primary things that I mention or I get people to focus on to get them in a routine or a habit to check on a regular basis. Plus, just use Google and things to do with family or family things, and that's a big thing, too.
So in keeping with the California Adventure District theme, recreation. So, Jason, this is an invitation to you, too. So one of the hidden gems here in town for kids specifically is the Ninja Coalition HQ. It's a Ninja Coalition gym. It's at Mount Shasta Mall. It's big. It's about 12,000 square feet, something like that. And it's based on the hit show American Ninja Warrior, right?
Yeah. Are you familiar with that, Jason, at all?
Yeah, you know what? I was going to one of my social media managers told me about the Ninja Coalition, and I was going to try to get in there and do actually a live stream or do a shout-out.
Well, come down.
So this is the opportunity because we actually have Amber with us. She's from the Ninja Coalition.
The Ninja Coalition to me, I mean, I know there's a lot of people that know about it, but it's still, there's a lot of people that have no clue.
Yeah.
It's like a hidden gem.
Yep.
So
Amber, why don't you give us a little snapshot about Ninja Coalition?
Yeah, like you said, if you watch the show American Ninja Warrior, we're based on that. So we do obstacles. So we do ninja training classes. We're open Monday through Saturday. We offer classes for ages 5 and up. And then we also do open gym times for teens and adults. So it's really awesome. We really care about our community, our youth. We really want to have a safe, fun place for kids to go to. So that is our focus. So we offer some really cool, fun stuff for the kids. They have a great time. All the classes are different. They focus on different things. So they get a good workout in while they're having fun. We also do lots of stuff like birthday parties. We do group events, team events. We do ninja night outs, date night for parents, drop the kids off, and we do dinner. We give them a fun night.
You go have dinner, we're gonna teach your kids to be ninjas.
Yes.
So, you know, the cool thing about this is when you say gym, okay, it's not a typical gym.
Correct.
It actually has the Ninja Warrior obstacle course.
There's probably a lot of people that have never even seen the Ninja Warrior. So, I mean,
check out American Ninja Warrior, see the cool stuff they do. And then when your kids watch it, they go, I want to do that. And you can say, well, we have a place in Redding you can go to.
Typically, what channel does that run on?
NBC.
NBC, okay. Yep. So, for people that don't know, the Ninja Warrior is, it's a big thing. It's international, right? There are champions from all over the world. And these are these incredibly, incredibly difficult obstacle courses. And they're not small. They're enormous, right?
You and I would fail.
I don't think I'd get across the first. I don't think we get across the first one.
So, Jason, if you come and do this, I think you
I
should
like
get
to
a
see Jason try the salmon ladder, maybe the warp ball. Maybe. Check that out.
And so, what people also don't know about this particular Ninja Coalition is that there's a direct tie to the actual Ninja Warrior champions, right?
Yep. Yeah, and it's like, just not just a namesake. It's actually legit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the owner, Kevin Cry, he's also an agent, right?
Yep.
And he actually represents some of the top American Ninja Warriors.
Yep, Valentino.
Daniel Gill and Joe and a bunch of them. And they actually show up at the gym, correct?
Yep. We're going to have a ninja in pretty soon.
And he's not just an agent just for Ninja Warriors. He actually has some
Olympians
under his belt.
A lot of people.
And
I think people are pretty surprised when they hear how many people he represents. It's pretty cool.
And you're kind of working with him on one of the California Adventure District events that we're trying to create that's always under development.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. I'm working on that, but it's going to be great.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just want to let people know we have more up our sleeve than people know.
It's short sleeves.
It's a lot of work.
Short sleeves.
That's a good one.
Right?
So, yeah, we would love people to check us out. You know, just you can look up our website, give us a call, sign up.
But hold on. Yeah. You're selling yourself short. So, because this is a big deal. I mean, every time we go into Ninja Coalition, and you know we own the toy store in the mall,
yep.
We see you guys all the time. But I'm always surprised at how cool the place is, how big it is, and sometimes how many kids are there actually being ninjas.
Yep.
So when is the next Ninja Warrior coming?
I believe it will be the week of the 6th. Nate will be coming that week, so we have some stuff planned. So
September 6th.
Yes.
So Jason, there's your cue.
Tuesday and Thursday.
There's the cue. You're on cue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, are you familiar with Jason with Reading Buzz at all?
Oh yeah, I totally follow him on Facebook.
Good.
Oh yeah, I love to see what he's up to, where he's eating.
Yeah. Well, he's Jason, you're just so awesome. I love just, you know, when you're even just walking around town and you see Jason on the sidewalk, right? I mean, it's truly the word buzz is it totally captures, I mean, your personality and what you're doing. I mean, it's absolutely orchestrated chaos. I mean, there's just energy and a buzz always going around with you, and I'm always so excited because you're always so excited.
Yeah, it's easy to get excited about the North State. I'm telling you about writing here. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So
Jason, this is impromptu, but maybe you can help us out with a poll, because we are going to be taking a poll of how many people, if there was a flight from Reading to Sacramento, would you take it? How many people would actually take it? Because we're actually talking about that seriously over the next couple of weeks about setting up a charter flight, regular charter flight between Reading and Sacramento. And the only way it would work, obviously, is if there were enough people.
Do a poll on that.
If there were enough people who would say, "Yeah, I want to go," so we're going to be pursuing that. So that would be kind of a, seeing as how you have a good reach, it'd be interesting to take that poll and also fly from Reading to Arcata and back.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we didn't realize that.
I could actually do a poll on that. I might even do it later on today. I might do the poll later on today. There's just certain prime times that I get the best traction when I do a post.
Right.
A post poll on top of that. So, yeah, that's be interesting if you would be interested in that, the poll itself.
Well, yeah. I travel back and forth.
Somebody that knows social media, right? Yeah. Like when I talk to them, I'm like, "Oh, you just post, right? Like, just do it." And they're like, "No, there's actually a method to the madness to get traction."
Yeah, there is.
So when I post it. When I post at 2 a.m. and nobody responds, is that why?
Why?
Maybe you had too much coffee. I'll tell you that right now.
That's funny. So that would be great. I was actually surprised. Did a little research, and 3,000 cars a day between here and Arcata.
Sacramento?
Arcata.
Okay.
I think it's 30,000 between here and Sacramento.
Yeah.
Something like that. And so, and I'm wondering, so Amber, at Ninja Coalition, do you guys track where people are coming from?
You need to.
Kind of. I mean, most people are from Reading, Anderson.
Sure.
I mean, we do have people that will stop in from far places for, like, Open Gym, adults, or people that want to come check out the gym and train. So it's pretty cool when they come in.
So the equipment itself in the, because I have not been there, is big. It's not miniaturized for kids?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's big enough for an adult to try or attempt to do something.
Yep.
You
come
should,
in and check us out.
You should have Fat Guy Night. That would be.
Yeah, that's why we just stand there and look at the equipment.
Yeah. No. Just do a live feed on YouTube so people have just an incredible time to enjoy themselves and laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because, I mean.
Open gym time, you can come in and do that. We don't discriminate. Anyone can come in.
That's funny.
There you go, James. You're on.
Yeah, right? See how all this works on radio? We kind of just, you know, weave a web, and, you know, now the Fat Guy Night comes down to me.
Yeah.
The Fat Guy.
Yep. All right. Jason, I want to thank you for coming on. I appreciate coming. Next time you come on in person, right?
Yep.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
It'd be amazing if you could start up a poll for your audience. If there was a flight between Reading and Sacramento, would you take it? And Reading mm-hmm. to Arcata.
And now you can reach out.
And now you can come out check there. Out Ninja Coalition. September 6th would be a good time to come
that's
and check it out.
So
remember, I'll begin with you.
Thank you. I know you're feeling a little bit under the weather, and I do appreciate you still, sitting up and grabbing a telephone and talking
with
us. We
don't know if he's sitting up.
Oh, yeah, you could be laying down. That's true.
Okay. So thank you very much, and we will be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
We're back.
We are.
Hello, Northern California. California Adventure District Radio Show. Radio Show number 15.
Is that what it is now?
15. It's kind of nuts, huh?
Yeah. It's amazing, yeah, when you consider, 15. 15 weeks.
15, and we haven't even scratched the surface yet.
I know.
So this show is about Reading, and we are taking a very scientific, specific poll. If there was a flight between Reading and Sacramento, would you take it in Sacramento to Reading and to Arcata?
Yes.
Kind of like the trifecta of Northern California cities.
So I would imagine if there was a flight into Sacramento, then to Reading, that would be beneficial for you and all of your celebrities and stars for Ninja.
Then make it nice.
Ninja Coalition.
Right.
To get here, because, I mean, I would imagine now they have to fly into Sacramento and drive up.
Yeah.
Speaking of Reading, and we are wearing matching Bigfoot shirts, so we have the Bigfoot twins today.
Yep.
Real
quick.
Yep.
Are you truly a Bigfoot?
No.
What size shoe do you wear?
11.
Okay, so I, on the other hand, am 15 and a half.
Okay, so you would count.
Yes. So I am official.
So there's a couple in town, and they're going to be creating a documentary,
mm-hmm.
and I think we're going to be on it.
Oh, really?
And it's called Places Are Strange, and so this place would count, mm-hmm. and I believe it's going to be highlighting the strangeness of our area, Shasta County, the Lemurians and Bigfoot and some of the more paranormal stuff that goes on, including Bigfoot. So I think they can be.
Is this just something they're doing personally? A documentary that will be?
I believe they're actually it's going to be a real thing. There's a few of the few people that we know collectively are going to be interviewed. I think Matt's on there today from Shasta Caverns.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Some of the stuff that goes on there. And Bigfoot obviously counts, and Lemurians count, and there's all kinds of stuff that goes along with that.
Vortexes.
Yes. Yeah, all over.
Hopefully they get a vortex.
Well, not when I'm there.
No. Well, it would be okay if there was one as your backdrop, right? Yeah. Like you're standing there, and it's swirling around behind you.
You know, that is one of the things I do like about Reading. When I first moved here, I'm like, okay, so what is there to do there? And there's obviously things to do. When people started talking about some of the strange stuff that goes on around here, I'm like, wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. Because Reading is growing so much, one of the things that we do want to start emphasizing is what to do with kids and families, right? And,
yep.
And the whole school thing is messed up this season. So
yeah, and here we are beginning the whole new year again, and we're not. I mean, we're a little farther along, but we're not.
So we got to take care. We got to take care of our kids and put them front and center. And one of the good places to do that is the Ninja Coalition. And Amber is still with us, right?
Yep.
And so one of the best things you can do with your kids is have them act like ninjas,
mm-hmm.
right? And get them to exercise and hang out with other kids and have some fun and just let a kid be a kid.
Yep.
I know that tagline was taken from some other place.
That was Toys R Us.
Oh, really?
Where a kid could be a kid.
Okay.
But they don't exist anymore,
I heard
right?
They're coming back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From the ashes.
That's
not good for you in the toy store. You don't want a Toys R Us here.
Well, so the toy store in the mall, uh-huh. Go Games and Toys,
uh-huh.
It's technically the biggest toy store north of Sacramento,
uh-huh.
and it's doing really well.
Yeah, that's what you said. So.
If you're looking for a great toy store,
I go there often.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people also don't know that it's there, so
I know.
We have to give it a shout out because
there's a
lot of people are always looking for unique toys and gifts, right? And
right.
The only places right now that you can really go to are like Walmart and Target and stuff. But I was there the other day, and it's like, it just doesn't feel the same as a toy store that's dedicated, right? You feel like it's just all this crap jammed into a couple of aisles, and, you know. So anyway, that's
right.
My thought.
So if you're looking for stuff to do with your kids and you haven't checked out Ninja Coalition, you should.
Yeah,
right, Amber, and why don't you give us a little more about the schedule?
Sure, yeah. So we offer classes Monday through Saturday. It's a little bit different each day. It's by age group, so we have different age groups. The best thing to do is really check out our website. There's a lot of information on there, ninjacoalition.com. And then you can give us a call to schedule a class, and we can get them in. And
so when you say schedule a class, so if I had a child or two children, that's what you would do, is sign them up for a specific time slot.
Yes.
That's considered a class.
Yes.
And is there training, or is it just like they let loose?
No, so it is ninja training. They're classes.
Mm,
so
okay.
To try out a class is $10, and
mm-hmm.
then we're membership based.
Okay.
So we offer different membership options. And it's pretty cool, though. We have an app to book classes, so it's really convenient for parents just to book them at, you know, their convenience for their
uh-huh.
schedule. Yeah. And then the kids come in, have a great time, and parents can just drop them off and pick them up. And
typically, if there is a class, like if they go to their app, right, I mean, mm-hmm. what's the chances that the class that they, you know, 20 minutes from now is going to be full at this point?
It depends.
So it does happen.
Yeah, like today's classes are probably full.
Yeah.
It could be no problem getting in next week. You know, as soon as we get real full busy classes, then we just add more classes onto our schedule.
Okay. And then you were saying that there is free time, too?
We have open gym. We do have that for teens and adults.
Okay.
So it's kind of a good time for them to just have some fun and hang out and see what they can do in there.
And I've also noticed that some of the companies in town will book special events at Ninja Coalition.
Yeah.
So if you own or run a company here in town and you're looking for something unique and different, to have a company event.
Yeah.
I just all of a sudden my eyes glazed over and I just had a daydream of what that looks like.
Maybe
and
not
it's sad.
Maybe not enjoy the company, but there are plenty of other companies.
Yeah, like we had Dr. Lamb's office in pretty recently and they did lunch and did some fun stuff. Daniel Gill was in town and they did some stuff with him. He won American Ninja Warrior last year.
Oh, really?
And then we have California Youth and Foster Family Agency coming in soon for a group they're doing.
That's cool.
And we do a lot of fun, good stuff with people.
You know, it would be really nice if people got together and sponsored something for, you know, youth that may not necessarily have the, resources to be able to come do that, right?
Yeah.
But just create some type of an event, call it something, and get people to sponsor that so that kids can come in and experience it.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
And you're
Your head, think about that one.
and actually, your head trainer was in the show too, right?
Yep, Talon was on the show. Yes.
So he's our head trainer. He's a ninja trainer, so he's there almost every day.
Yep.
How did he do?
He hit a buzzer, so hitting a buzzer is pretty big.
Yeah, because that means you've gone through the entire course, right? And then the courses just seem to get bigger and harder.
Yes.
So even making it through a course, period, and I'm telling you, if you've never watched the show, yes, that is success.
It's not easy.
That to me is total success, right?
Because
I'm like, I don't even know. Some of the things they do, I don't even know how. I mean, you've got to be, by the time you're done, absolutely exhausted. I don't care how good a shape you are.
They train hard. And we'll have a competition coming up in October, our next competition.
Oh, really?
Kids can sign up for. Yeah, we'll have prizes.
So technically, as a youth here in Reading, you can use this as a training and a footstep if you really wanted to become a competitive ninja warrior, right?
Yep.
And I don't see why that shouldn't be. I mean, I would love to see a kid from Reading go and
that's our hope.
And
there's also American Ninja Warrior Junior. So
okay.
Kids can try
there
out
is.
For that too.
Even so, for the youth in that starting in that category, that's actually brilliant because that's how you keep them locked into the program, right?
Yeah.
That's giving
with
them
the goal.
Ability to
so
compete.
Parents in Shasta County, if you have kids that are overactive, right, hyperactive, and you don't know what to do with them, right, especially in this season, consider checking out Ninja Coalition at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Yeah.
I think it's, if you've never heard of it and you've never seen it, it's, I think you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Be surprised how.
And a little caveat, I mean, obviously this was in the location that previously there was a gym, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of right between Macy's and Sprouts.
Yeah. Very interestingly enough, this space that you guys are in used to be actually, if you've been here very long, a theater.
Correct.
And that's where we used to go when we were kids. We would go to the mall to go. To the theater, and it was really cool because you accessed it from the inside of the mall, and then it went down.
I
right?
remember that.
Oh, do you remember?
Old school mall.
Yeah. I was trying to remember the name of the theater, but it was with an A. I can't remember. But you'd walk in, and it was like black, and it was like you were going down into a tunnel.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So
are you from Reading originally?
I was born in Mount Shasta, but I moved here in '87.
Mm-hmm. You were born in Mount Shasta?
Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
So when I was like a kid, we moved here.
So you're a mountain girl.
So you're part of the furniture, so.
The mountain girl.
Okay, so as we get to the final minutes here, this is about Reading. So we should do this more often where we highlight
certain parts of Reading. Yeah.
And we definitely need to get more into the youth aspect of things and what to do here with the kids. And again,
and there's lots of resources online with the city.
Right.
There's a really brilliant activity guide that they put out, I think maybe once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a great regional magazine called North State Parent.
Mm-hmm.
North State Parent does an amazing job for family and friends. Okay. I mean, family and children, sorry, friends. So there are resources all over for things to help you figure out what you want to do with your children all year long.
Right. Something to do with your, I think it's open to kids, and providing the air is still, breathable. September 5th, up in Mount Shasta, they are doing the Mount Shasta, Tin Man Triathlon.
Okay.
Triathlon and Duathlon.
I like the logo.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, right?
Yeah, it looks like a evil Tin Man in a kind of way.
That's right. So as we wrap up here, we want to thank you for being here. We are going to do a poll. Hopefully, Reading Buzz
Jason,
guy,
yes,
Jason,
Reading
will do
Buzz.
A poll.
Yep.
But we do want to hear from everybody, as many people as possible within the community, is if there was a flight from Reading to Sacramento, would you take it?
Yeah.
Right? And what would make you take it?
Right.
So we're actually talking about a flight from Sacramento to Reading to Arcata to Reading, whatever that would look like, three-way flight.
Yep.
But there would need to be enough people generally interested to make that happen.
Sure. Right? Yeah. Nope. Yeah, so look for it, a Reading Buzz. He's going to try to do something. He said, hopefully he'll do that. I'll, reach out to him if I don't see something pop up and try to have some way to test the waters on that. And we also ask that now you are aware of the Reading Ninja Coalition, overwhelm them.
Yes.
Just flood in on the website and book it. Book it, Dano.
Yes.
Yeah, book it. Or just, I always say just pop on by and peek in the window there. You have big, giant windows.
Yes.
People can see what's going on there.
I'm going to. I just want to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Ages 5 and up.
Yeah.
Five and up.
Five and up. That's young. I didn't know you went that low.
Yeah.
That's great. So, all right. Well, this
good
is
show.
This is the end of Radio California Venture District Radio Show number 15.
And thank you to all of our chat room.
And
we'll see you next
week.
Saturday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.